And Eli says and stands with her and says, "So be it. I'm going to stand with you. Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition," he says to her. And the beautiful thing is God grants that petition that Hannah so desperately wants. He gives her the baby that she's desired for so long. And Hannah's promise to God is that, "Lord, if you will grant me a baby, then I will dedicate this baby to you." In verse 27, it says, in my version, it says, "For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition that I made to him. Therefore I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is lent to the Lord." Lent, dedicated, given over. Hannah knew that this child was a gift from God. And in recognizing that, she gave Samuel to God to live in the temple. Now, we know that in the New Testament, the church is the temple of God. And we are the body of Christ. We are the body of the church. So essentially, when we are dedicating our children, when we come up here and we say, "God, we are dedicating our children to you," we're dedicating our children to the temple, to the body of Christ, to one another, to say that we will see that this child is raised in the knowledge of Christ, in the knowledge of God's love, in the knowledge of good, and how to walk in his ways and in his paths. And as a church, as a body, not just as a building, but as a body of Christ, we will support that. That means that, you know, if a child moves away with their family, that dedication doesn't fly off. It doesn't go into the wilderness somewhere, because the child was dedicated not to a building, not to a church, but to the church, the body of Christ. So wherever that child goes, they are dedicated to the love of Daddy, to the love of our heavenly Daddy, and to the love of those around him or her. So we just wanted you to know that that is our heart, that for baby dedications, what we do is we bring the children before the families, before God, and before the body of Christ. And we say, we as a body promise to love this child, to support them, and to see them raised in the ways of God. And we pray that this child will one day, as Christ desired of us, one day repent, be baptized, and be filled with the Holy Spirit. That they will move into that choice, that they will move into that because they've been raised in the ways of God. And so that's a little bit of an introduction as to why we use the term baby dedication. Because we're giving over to God that which he gave us in the first place. He kind of loaned us children. Anybody who has children, especially teenage children, know that children are loaned to us. They're beautiful and wonderful, but when they get to be teenagers, you suddenly realize that they're on loan, that we don't have them forever, that they're kind of their own person. And, you know, if we've done a good job, they'll keep coming back, hopefully. They'll keep visiting, but that they were always on loan to us. They're a blessing to us for the short time that they are tiny weeny, and then very quickly they grow up, and we have to give them to our daddy and say, "Thank you for the privilege of letting me raise that child." Because that's what it is. It's a pure privilege. So, what I want to do first of all is just invite up the pastoral team. So that's Jay and Veronique and Kevin. Now, the difference being is that the pastoral team also has a baby dedication as part of them. So, and just so you know what we'll be doing, we're going to invite all of the babies up. We're going to give all of the families a little opportunity to say something. And then we're going to invite each baby family group to come up, stand with the baby, and just pray with us. We will lead the prayers, but to pray with us and just to bless the babies and dedicate them to God. So let's begin. So Gloria's up here. We've got Leah and Jake and Jana. If they would like to bring their parents up here, that would be lovely. Hello. She's very good. She's very good at bringing you with her. Okay. Jake. Bless them. Tom and Julia had a bit of a car breakdown this morning, didn't you, darlings? So they literally have like whooshed in, looking gorgeous. And so is Jake. So I'm going to start this end, and I'm just going to give each family an opportunity to say something about, you know, why we're here, what this means to them, and an opportunity to share with them and their families. So.
Unfortunately, I forgot it, but my grandma recently gave me my great-grandpa's Bible. And for me, that's really significant because he was a pastor and he started four churches. And so, you know, my grandma got saved and my mom got saved and I got saved. And I'm sure that they all dedicated each other in a way like this. So this is just, to me, just welcoming Gloria Hope, you know, into a long tradition of Christianity, into the blessing of Christianity within our family.
I guess for me, the important part too is that we're just saying we can't do this on our own. We need the body of Christ. We need each one of you to help us raise her in God's ways. And yeah, that's why we do this in the body of Christ. That's why, you know, we bless her and dedicate her to God every day in our daily lives. But this is important to say that we need you guys.
I'm actually surprised how excited I am today. I woke up, I wasn't really, you know, I thought about it, but not too much, and then I'm waking up and I have like butterflies on my stomach, but it means so much to me to not only be able to have one beautiful daughter dedicate to God, but to have two, and that they're not only beautiful, but they're healthy, and it means a lot too that we have our immediate family sort of in the back, my experience, my parents and my brother, but more than that even is to have all the whole church here, because you guys have really become our family too, and we really rely on you to keep me and Mike in line. And also to, you know, I want you to have a part in raising our children as well, because we need you. And so I just feel so blessed to have two daughters dedicated in this body.
I just wanted to reiterate that. I'm glad that all of you, our church family and my immediate family, Carrie's family, is here to witness this and support us with this dedication. And I'm just makes me I'm just glad that you guys are here, because it's a great thing. And yeah, we do need all of your help to raise her up as a woman of God. So I'm glad that you're here.
And well, for myself, this is kind of like a moment to recognize and publicly say that, you know, Jana is part of this greater family. And as kind of like a rite of passage, and one of those moments in life where you're going to be blessed and recognized.
Yeah. Today it's really important for us, Gary and I, that we also recognize that it's a meeting of God, that God has deeply blessed Jana. And that this is the day that we celebrate that officially as well. So, and that our response to her as parents and promises to raise her in the passion and the knowledge of God is a response to Him first claiming her. So we just thank God, yeah, for you and for the love that God has poured into us and you and claimed you for His own.
Hi. This is going to be a bit of an improv. I didn't know we had to speak, but again, like everyone has said, this is. I'm actually surprised how happy we are. We're literally happy to be here this morning, given our circumstances and the flat battery. But we're just happy to be here and have everyone, members of the church, here to witness this. Because our immediate families are here, but they don't live in Toronto, so you guys are our adoptive home. Toronto's our adopted city. So, like everyone has said earlier, we do appreciate your support and your help in raising Jake in the church, and we thank God for him every day and want to dedicate him to God, and he's great. And thanks for being here. All right, Julie Shai.
So what we would like to do now is all of the families, if you would like to, there's no pressure, believe me, no pressure at all. If you'd like to come and stand with your family, and what we'll do is we'll go along the line and we'll pray with each baby and dedicate them together with you as part of that. Isn't this beautiful? So that's it. We have to get some elbow room there.
Yeah, I'm just wondering whether we should have actually moved all the actual babies into the center because the church is emptying. But there's something very beautiful about babies because if you actually look about everybody in the room, everybody's smiling. Anytime you think about a baby, babies just make you smile. So just think in terms of what Daddy God is thinking at this moment, how much he's smiling too. Every time there's a dedication of a newly born baby, and also any time that somebody steps through the gates to become a Christian, all of this just makes Daddy smile. And that, and just seeing everybody here beaming this morning is just wonderful. Really, really wonderful. So, baby Gloria. Hey, sweetheart. Oh, what an honor and a privilege it is to be here today with you. What an honor it is. Daddy's so happy with you. And we're happy too. And we just want to invite you into Daddy's family. You've already been there since day dot, but we just want to make it official. Just make it official that you're here. And, you know, we take the responsibility of looking after you as a family. That's what dedication is. It's not just a matter of you just being welcomed in, but it's our responsibility to you as well. And we just want to really invite you and really bless you and see you grow in the ways of Daddy too. And that with your big sister too. In your holy name.
Yes, Daddy, we thank you for Gloria. We thank you for the amazing woman that she's going to become and the amazing little girl that she already is. Looking at her big sister, I know that this is going to be an amazing relationship. Daddy, we bless Gloria to be everything that you have placed in her, all the giftings and the talents that you've placed into her, we just call forth to come into being. We promise that we as a church will look after you, Gloria, and that we will see you raised along with your parents in the ways of God, that we will not let you stumble or stray, that we will be there for you whenever you need us. Okay, we're going to move on to Leah. Thank you. No, I knew. I was just waiting for the pause there, and you came in beautifully. Leah, we just thank you. Thank you, Daddy, for Leah. Thank you for the beautiful little one that she is, and just for how different she is from her big sister. You know, that she is, you know, physically different, but that she's not just a carbon copy, because you don't do that. You don't make carbon copies of anybody. You create each one special and individual. Thank you, Daddy, that you've placed special giftings inside of her. And thank you that you have given us the responsibility as a church, as a body, to look after her. We just thank you for her, and we promise that we will do our part in helping to see her raised in your ways, Daddy.
Yes, Lord, we just thank you for the awesome woman of God that she's going to become. We praise you, Lord, for her safe delivery. Hey. And Lord, oh God, we just ask that you would just keep pouring out your presence, Lord, upon her. That she would come to know you at a really, really young age, in Jesus' name.
Father, thank you so much for having a blessing of Leah and how quickly she came about. And I just pray that you would continue to always guide her, and that you would show me and Mike how to raise her as well, that you would give us wisdom on how to raise this precious gift from you. And I just, as everybody was already praying, I just call it all those giftings in her that I already see developing, that you would just use them for your glory, because, God, it's not about us, it's about you.
Hello, sweetheart. Hey. And don't you look beautiful this morning, eh? What a beautiful little roses. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you were loved too. Mine and Kerry were just looking forward to you coming, particularly Kerry when she was all lumpy and bumpy. Lumpy and bumpy. But just look at you. That's, you know, just the joy that you're going to bring, Leah, to Mike and Kerry. We just thank you for that. And again, you've got a big sister too. Just look over you and look after you. And that, something so much in common here, because your two big sisters were born on the same day, on April the 7th. And I don't think there's something special about that. You're going to have lots of people to look after you and love you and play with you. But Daddy, we just want to really thank you. Just the glory and the light that's going to shine through Leah today and through the rest of her life. And we just want to take on the honor of looking after her too. Just the honor of just having her in our family and community. And we just thank you for that. Oh. I just like babies, I'm sorry. It's just one of those things. I don't know about you. Yeah. So thank you, Daddy, and just really bless her, really, really bless her. And thank you very much just for her being with us. Amen. Ooh, Jana.
Baby Jana.
Oh, look.
We have a few words to say to you. So
would you like to?
Yeah, why don't we do that?
Would you like us to
go? Okay.
Jana, we have a couple of things to say to you, and Dad's going to start.
Hey, we practiced this, okay? Beloved Jana, though you may not understand what is going on right now, this is a special day for you. You are receiving blessings and promises from your Daddy God, your Mom and Dad, your family, and others who love you. We are committed to raise you in God's ways so you take hold of God's fulfilling destiny and unique identity for you.
Jana, you were wanted from your first moment. Even when we found out about your existence at 3 a.m. in the morning, we were so excited. Today we want to officially welcome you into our family. You have an amazing family. Many generations of the Fulda, Rink, Cook, and Kohlenbrander families deeply sought after the Lord. We can't wait to see the blessings that will come from your family legacy.
And Jana, we think you are amazing. You are named Jana Helen Nicole, and each of these names are significant. Jana and Helen are names of two of our godly great-grandmothers who are fondly remembered. Jana means God is gracious, Helen means light, and Nicole means victory. We believe today you will discover that God loves you deeply, that you will be a light to others, us and others, and that you will learn to live in a full, victorious relationship with your Father God.
Jana, we accept you as you are. We watched in wonder when we saw pictures of you in my womb, and you were so beautiful. When you were born, we were so excited to learn that you were a girl. Even though we watched you grow not knowing what gender you were, we knew that God specifically created you as a girl. We look forward to watching you grow, eventually having a family and marry of your own. Today, we pray for your husband that he will grow up to be a great man of God, an encourager of your faith, and a wonderful friend. Yeah, so today, yeah, we promise that we will do everything that we can to raise you in the knowledge and the love and the passion of your Abba Father. And we can't do it alone. And so, Abba, we invite you from this day forward to partner with us and to walk with us so that she will know beyond a shadow of a doubt that she is claimed for you.
And we invite you, church, to be part of us too, to be part of Jana's life as she is part of this church.
Amen.
Because you guys have known Jenny since she was just a sparkle.
We knew you since you were just a sparkle. Yeah, it's really lovely to be here with you guys and do this. And in the Old Testament, they often dedicated things. And sometimes I wish I was there to see and feel how they actually did that. But I just get the feeling that that was part of life and normal life. And one of the priestly blessings that's given, I want to just read over you as a family. And this is from Numbers chapter 6, verse 24. It says, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you," and be gracious to you, Jana. "The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace." And Father, we ask for all three of them, that there is always peace, and that peace is right on the deep inside part of you, Jana, and that it's in your mom and dad, and that because there's peace, that everything will go well. And even when things are a little bit bumpy, you will just know that the Father is right there with you, loving you, and that Jesus is your Savior and the Holy Spirit is your comfort and your guide. Amen.
Good morning, Jana.
Yeah.
Wow, she's starting to talk. That's great. I was just asking God this morning, Jana, about you and what he wanted to say. And what he said was that you were a precious pearl, a woman, a child of great purity of spirit, and that your focus will be on him, undivided, undiverted to other things. And there'll be a simplicity, a lack of complexity to your spirit that will hold in this sweetness. And a single flavor, and that is of him and from him. And so, Jana, this morning, I just bless you. I just bless you to become all that you actually are, all that God has for you, to hold that sweetness all of your life as that precious pearl, to hold that purity, and to just contain all that he has and reflect all that he is as he's created you to be. In Jesus' name.
You got such special parents. You really have. And they've been waiting a while for you. Yeah. So, Daddy, we just want to dedicate you into the family. We just welcome you into the family and welcome you to Midtown. And just really thank you for all the beauty that you're going to bring and all the joy you're going to bring. And we, again, take on the responsibility of looking after you with all your brothers and sisters around you. It's going to be a beautiful time. So we just thank you, Daddy.
Lord, I just thank you for her smile. The first time I met her, there was just such the biggest smile came on her face. And I thank you, Lord, that smile melts hearts, God. Ha. I thank you, Lord, that you've blessed her with a joy and with a peace that passes all understanding. Ha. And you're going to use that inside of her life in the coming days, because I really believe that the favor of the Lord is upon you, and you're going to transfer it to other people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jack. Jake, a boy in the land of many girls. It feels just like the Smiths family. One boy in the land of five girls. Yeah, we just want to dedicate you this morning. Just want to welcome you here. Want to welcome you into Midtown and into our family. As all that dedication means is that, you know, we're welcoming you in, and we take responsibility. We take the responsibility of you here and you growing up and your welfare. In terms of that, we do take that responsibility. We don't take it lightly, because that's what family is. Things don't come lightly with family. It's a great, awesome responsibility, and I use the word awesome. And I can speak for that because I have a 14-year-old daughter at the moment. And, you know, as they go into teens, She's still awesome. She's still my baby. And that's not going to change for you. You'll always be the baby to this family. You know, and your dad will still want to actually hug you and kiss you as you grow up. And that's the awesome thing about being a son and having a dad, you know, just that relationship. So I just want to honor your dad too, that as you grow up and be as tall as he is, you know, that, you know, that there's just going to be a deep, deep relationship between you and your dad. And I can see it already just in terms of the way he talks about you and just the way he's looking at you at this moment in time. So we just want to thank you very much and just bless you right now as a family.
We thank you for the family that you've been placed into, Jake. There is no mistaking why you've been given to Tom and Julia, because they are very special to us and they're very special people. And we see on you, I just see on you at the moment, Jake, that you are going to be a very strong, mighty young man, that you're going to stand up, not only stand tall because your dad's tall, but you're going to stand tall because of what God's going to give you. You're not going to be somebody who's going to shy away, but you're going to stand and you're going to be mighty as a warrior for God. And that's not a violent thing, although, you know, being violent for God is a fabulous idea and a fabulous thing, but it's not a violent thing in terms of physical violence, but it's a violent thing in terms of your spiritual, your supernatural nature will be strong. It will be strong and it will be mighty. So, Daddy, we thank you for this supernatural warrior that is growing right in our arms right now. And we pray a blessing on Tom and on to Julia. Give them strength to raise this young man. Give them strength every single day to see him through, to give him everything that he needs, to see the joy and to walk through the hardships and everything with you, hand in hand with you, Daddy. Thank you. Did you
want to? I just want to say a quick prayer and start running those. Dear Heavenly Father, Julian, I thank you daily for Jake. And please guide us, keep him safe, keep us in your knowledge and your wisdom and how to raise him and to draw out his talents. And thank you, sorry. To draw out his talents and draw out his strengths and your giftings for him, Lord. And please bless our family unit and keep us safe and healthy. And we pray and ask this in Jesus' name. You want to say something, Jake?
Yeah.
He's shy. Cool. Todd, did you want to say anything?
I thank you, Lord, for Jake and for Tom and for Julia and for the awesome warrior that he's going to be, that he is a welcome addition, especially among all the girls that we have here at Midtown. I know that one day that we're going to play cars together and whatnot, me, him, and Casey. So, yeah, we just welcome you into the family. Amen.
There's going to be an opportunity. We're going to have a break. But what I want to do is make sure that if you got words for any of the actual babies here today, that what I'm going to do is I'm going to set up a microphone at the back with the board so that we can record it, because we want to keep those words, because as they grow up and as they develop, they'll want to hear these words too. And I think that what God has to say is so important that we don't want to lose it and we want to keep it. So I'm going to make that opportunity at the end of the service and during the break as well. So if you've got words for any of them or all of them collectively, then, you know, please come to the back.
Okay, so we invite all of our families. You can take your seats. We're about to have a break, which means that just for those of you who are not sure about what that means, we have a 10-minute break. Then we will return and go back to a sort of more normal morning program. We have some cake to celebrate with, so please don't have the break without the cake. And just when we call you back, we just invite you to come back promptly so that we can resume the program. Thank you very much.
Joe, this is the 3rd of May.
And we kind of missed the opportunity to really bless you that the meeting today, so we're catching up. So, Lord, I just want to look into you, and I just want to bless you. I just call your spirit into life. Your spirit has life. But I want your spirit to lead your soul for the rest of your days. You are going to be a spirit-led girl. And you know what I saw today? I saw the mantle of prayer, your mum and dad's passion for prayer just coming off them and onto you. And I that verse, the conversation earlier, the talk that Jill did about Samuel, is that you are going to be, that is for you, because you are going to be in God's presence, and that you are just going to be in, wherever you are, you're going to be in God's presence. And I just bless you today, and I bless you with that mantle of prayer, that you are going to just love your heavenly daddy and your Jesus and your Holy Spirit. You're going to be so in love with him, and you're just going to hang out with him, and you are going to see your God do immeasurable things that you can't even comprehend, but you're going to see as a result of what you've called into being, because you are going to know and walk with your heavenly daddy. And the word says, let him who boasts boast in this, that he knows me. And that is going to be you, Gloria, that you are going to know your God all the days of your life. So I want to bless you and say what a privilege it is to be able to just come and be part of the today. So bless you.
Okay, I'm done. I've got to be.
Thanks.
Okay. Okay, yeah, of course you can. Let's go.
Oh, Gloria, I'm so happy to be here today. I almost didn't make it. I'm so happy to be here to see you dedicated to Lord Jesus and to our heavenly family and the kingdom of God. I just pray that you will grow and be strong and love the Lord as your parents love the Lord and as we love Jesus, and you will come to know Jesus as well. God bless you and praise you, Father. Amen.
Right, this is Sandra, just praying over Gloria. Yeah, Gloria, we just bless you for being here with us today. Yeah, we just release any of God's blessings right upon you. Yeah, we just release you to be who God wants you to be. Yeah, Daddy, we just thank you for Gloria, and we just pray that your protection may be over her, her whole life, Daddy. Yeah, Daddy, and that she just grow up to be a mighty woman of God. Yeah, Daddy. We just release the prophetic in her right now. Whoa. Yeah, Daddy, we just bless these feet that wherever she may walk, that she may bless the ground and the land that she walks on. Yeah, we just bless these hands that wherever she touches, there might be healing. Ha. Yeah, Daddy, and salvation in Jesus' name. Yeah, Gloria, you are so loved. Yeah.
Gloria, when you were up at the front and they were praying for you, I really did see the reflection of your name, which is Glory. And I really feel like the glory of God is going to come on you in a powerful way, and that you will be able to show miraculous signs and wonders, like the gold dust, like jewels, things, miraculous signs like that. So I just pray for the glory just to fall upon you and your life, and may it just like increase. And keep on increasing all the days of your life. Amen.
I'm fine. Name is Bruce Lovelace. Carrie Razzle's father. Had a bit of an unusual word for Jake as you're standing there. And the word that came to mind was worm. I saw him as a worm, and I thought, what are you saying, Lord? I believe he's saying not like an earthworm, but like a computer worm, and how he would have the capability to worm his way into situations in life that would start out looking like scrambled eggs or start out looking like a mess, but he's going to have that capability of seeing something that others can't see, and he'll be able to discern things in such a way that he'll worm into high places even where others could never go, but he can see the way, he can see the route, where others can't see the root. So I pray, Lord, that you'll show him all the discerning ways. Give him enlightening pictures along the way so that he'll see a place to go where others can't see the way to go. And your parents will wonder and say, what is he doing now? But look at what he's capable of doing in the end. Keep your eyes on the end of the day, because at the end of the process, he'll be able to show you things and declare things and say, see, Mom and Dad, this is the way it can really work when you're able to see step by step. The steps into the future will be darkened, but the immediate steps will be enlightened to Jake. So, Lord, I pray that you'll cause him to be that worm, to go into that, to do that thing in a circuitous route, a route that will look messy and awkward to others, but will be straightforward and clear to him. Amen.
Hi, Jake. This is your Auntie Carrie. Just as my dad was praying, I see really over you that you're going to be a big, strong man of stature, just like your daddy. Yes, see, he's smiling. He knows. But also that you're going to be very athletic. You're going to just be really a strong person. And, like, I can see you sort of being lean but with good muscle. And, you know, I don't know why God's giving me more about his physical actual character right now. But that's what I really see him going to sort of be. And I think he's going to be well-liked as well. You know, you're always hesitant saying one of the popular kids, but just being well-liked by all, because he just has that sort of disposition about him. But as my dad was saying, actually, that kind of goes with what Bruce was talking about being the worm in all situations, because when you're well-liked, it's easy to get in. And we just pray that he will continue to change people. And now I just have an image of a shepherd and a staff. And again, it's that leading the people. It's leading the people towards God. And you as parents have like a great responsibility to really to hold him up in prayer and make sure that you pray for him, you know, day and night, and really seek after God, because he's going to need that protection. He's going to need that backup, because what God has for him is big. It's really big. And so you have to really be there for his support. He's going to need you.
Hey, Jake. I get a picture of a fire engine, which is great when you're a boy because it gives you something really nice to play with. But there's something special about that is you, that makes you a rescuer. And when you rescue people, you've got to sometimes revive them as well. And I just see that all over you, you know, as a rescuer and a reviver. And I think it's something you're going to have fun with because it's a big fire engine.
Hi, Leah, to Auntie Vero. We spend a lot of time together, and I really like it. Leah, I just saw on you that you're going to have such an increase of your daddy and mommy's spiritual gifts, and I saw that you're going to get something very unique and special. And I just bless you to be unique and special. I bless you to be different in your own way. I bless you that nothing is going to hold you back from being what God created you to be, from being that unique little Leah. And I just feel like you're going to develop some spiritual gifts that we're not used to. I think it has something to do with the prophetic, but I... yeah. So yeah, we just bless you to develop that unique spiritual gift and to not be held back by anything, but to pursue God with all your heart and all your might, and that nothing and nobody will hold you back. Amen.
Hear God saying that the Leah of the Bible had limitations on her, but this Leah will be unlimited. So, Lord, I pray that this Leah will be unlimited in terms of how she approaches things, how she lives her life. And I pray, Lord, that you'll show her how to overshadow situations and come into situations so that opportunities are created. So, Lord, I pray complete opportunities will come, so she'll be limitless in terms of her influence.
And to go along with that, Leah, you're going to be a prophet, a musician, but your feet are going to be traveling feet like Nana's feet are. And when you get older, you're going to learn what it means to give your life fully to the Lord in a way of going into other countries and doing the work that the Lord has you for you there. And I just look forward, Leah, to seeing you grow as a woman of God. And you're going to be, because you're so laid back, that's just the personality you need to go into other countries. And so I just know that you'll be traveling, maybe even with Nana. Yeah. And we'll let Mommy and Daddy come too. So we love you, Leah, and we're so thankful.
Teacher to teacher. Teacher to teacher.
Teacher.
Hey, Leah. Here's something a little bit for your mum. A long time ago, I got a picture of her. And the answer to the picture is that we sometimes are more concerned about what's going in than the vessel itself. And God loves you and thinks you're a beautiful vessel. So, been a long time in coming. But the word I get for you is high impact. You're not going to be a quiet one. You're not going to be one that sits and accepts a status quo. I believe that you're going to be a high impact. And I think that's what Daddy's got for you, is that you're going to make a real difference and a real impact in this world.
I see the words, daughter of the blessing, no longer daughter of the law, but daughter of grace. Like, first fruits of things to come. Yeah. That she will be a sign and a wonder. On amazing quick works that the God of the suddenly will make her a sign and a wonder to her generation and even to other generations.
Hospitality, if you're on the connections desk. We want to say thank you to you. We want to appreciate you. We want to have an evening that's dedicated not for you to come to, but for you to be blessed at. So if you know that you are doing something, whether you're working with the kids' church or whether you're simply handing out the offering bucket, if you're doing that, we want to say thank you. So please come along. It's a 7 o'clock start for snacks and 7:30 begin, and Mark Stibbe is going to be speaking to you to bless you. Okay? Natasha?
I just wanted to give you a quick reminder. If you would like to buy a raffle ticket, I'm selling raffle tickets to raise money to go to Africa later this year. The raffle tickets are to win U2 tickets, very excellent U2 tickets, and there's only 2 weeks left before I do the draw. So if you're interested, please let me know or email me or come talk to me or whatever.
Okay, and you know that Natasha's doing the raffle so that she can spend a month, at least a month in Kenya to do missions work in an orphanage there. So that's a great thing that you're going to be doing, and you might even see you too. Okay, we are going to continue the program. The rest of the morning, we're just going to give over to, don't worry. The rest of the morning, we're giving over to offering our money, offering our worship time, and also we're going to have communion together. So if you're wondering, hang on, it's the first of the month and we haven't done communion. We're doing things slightly differently today. So So I'm going to hand over to Jay to speak to us.
Well, hi. It's the first of the month. Yes, we're going to do communion. Because communion's all about being part of what? The body of Christ. What is the body of Christ? It's me, it's you, it's Jill, it's Peter on the soundboard, right? It's Mike and Gwen and Natasha. We're all the body of Christ. Which brings me to our scripture verse here, Ephesians 4. Now, you see, originally we're not really doing much of a sermon because we felt, because of time constrictions and because of the nature of this church, you see, this is a family church. As you can see, we have a nursery, we have a kids ministry, we have an amazing kids ministry. Sandra did a wonderful job. I remember last year on Mother's Day, she had all the kids focusing on God and asking God for a picture. And they focused on God and they asked him for a picture and they drew that picture. And for about a week or two, I got phone calls from parents about what they drew for, what God had shown them and what they'd drawn for their parents on Mother's Day. So that's the kind of stuff that we do. We've done a kids encounter, and what a kids encounter is what we do is we take a weekend and we spend that time with God, focusing on God. Because we all know that life is very busy, right? And of course, this year, we've started our nursery, which is at the back there. Because we had 5 babies come in 1 year, and we got 3 more on the way in this church. So this is a growing church, literally. We have lots of young families, which is the reason why we started this church in the first place, was because there was a church downtown called Central, and it was full of young adults, and young adults were getting married and having babies and stuff. And so Duncan Smith decided that it would be good if we had a church for older young adults who are having families. And thus, Midtown was born. So back to the body. So Ephesians chapter 4, right? It says here, we should no longer be like children tossed to and fro about every wind and wave of doctrine, right? Now, that doesn't have much to us, but that talks about keeping our focus on the main things. Jesus, you know, saved us, joy, loving ourselves, and loving those around us. That's what Christianity is all about. It's like being loved by God, taking God's love, and giving it away. It's simple. I know people always try to make religion complicated, but it's not. So, and here comes the second part. But speaking the truth in love, that we might grow up in all things in him who is the head, which is Christ. For the whole body is knit together. The whole body is knit together by whatever joint supplies, etc., is effective according to the work which every part does. Now, if you don't think your position within the body of Christ is important, stub your toe. If you stub your toe, your whole body is affected, even though it's just a little part, right? If you break your toe, I've seen people with broken toes. They actually have crutches, right? And so we're supposed to edify one another, even the littlest parts, and that's what we do here. Through the worship, through the speaking, through the kids ministry, through that. That's what you're giving into, really, is the body of Christ. Through the nursery, through the missions trips. We're sending Natasha back to Africa. We have a missionary in Japan that we support. What else do we have? We have quite a few missionaries that come to and fro from this church. Marnie's coming back. And we gave her one of her really good opportunity to speak. She was one of the first speakers here, and she's a missionary in Israel, and she does amazing things. And we love sowing into that stuff as a church. So, by which every part does it share and causes the growth of the body to edify itself in love. And that's what we're doing right now. is through the worship and through the offering, which we're going to take up right now, is you're just finding another way to edify one another and bless one another. Now, before we take this offering, I want you to just, if you feel comfortable, you don't have to if you don't, put your hand on the person beside you, to the left or the right, whatever. I want you to just to pray a blessing for their finances, especially in this time.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Okay. How vice versa. Come on. Hey, thank you, Lord. Now, I want you to prepare your offerings, and I want you to know that when you're giving to the church, you're giving to edify one another. Just in the same way you did when you were praying for one another. So, Lord, I just ask, Lord, that you would bless everyone's prayers and that you would build up the body, Lord, and that you would expand our boundaries as a church, as Christ, as the body of Christ, with Christ as the head, that each one person here would become the head and not the tail, that there would be resurrection and restoration of finances, Lord, and that there would be over an abundance for those who have an abundance, Lord, that they might bless other people and their families. In Jesus' name, amen.